Mike Lawson here with Steve Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 virtual conference series. And in this clip, Co-op Financial Services' very own Dean Michaels and Element Financial Federal Credit Union's Tim Green talk about kind of continuing to innovate digital services or the digital service experience for their members. And in this particular clip, Dean and Tim talk about what their expectations are now with their members as far as digital goes. And then they also talked about how COVID impacted the digital adoption as well. So check it out.
Particularly, how have their expectations changed over the past several years as we've seen digital first companies just set higher and higher standards?
Right. Yeah. Our members, you know, expect us to be competing with a lot of those digital first, you know, experiences, those fintechs that are out there, you know, not to overuse the term, you know, Amazon-like experience, but that's what our members expect, right? They want convenience. They want it when they want it, how they want it. It must be available all the time. You know, people are shopping in the middle of the night or doing their banking in the middle of the night. You know, it's got to be ready, you know, and there when they need it. There needs to be design focus, right? User experience is all the rage, right? They need it to be easy, simple, intuitive, frictionless, you know, all those buzzwords, right? There's that instant gratification that's the expectation nowadays. And then, you know, we have to balance the security part with the user experience part, right? And that's kind of the tough nut to crack, right? There's got to be a balance. We've got a lot of regulations, a lot of regulators that kind of watch what we do. So that's the disadvantage of not being a fintech, right? They get away with some things that maybe we can't. So we've got to balance that security and the usability and make that as understandable and explain the why behind those decisions. So, you know, too much automation is detrimental. And, you know, while we love the relationship, right, we love that personal connection, right, the fact of the matter is folks prefer to, you know, self-serve, right? They like that digital channel. So that is the expectation that we're going with.
So we've seen, obviously, over the course of the last several years, digital become more prominent, but it's hard not also to talk about the impact that COVID has had over the course of the last year. So hopefully we're behind it, but in many ways, the impact of COVID has changed the expectation from a member experience perspective forever. In addition to just in general moving forward with a digital first approach, has COVID even accelerated that for you or changed it in any way from a long-term strategy perspective?
Right. So digital transformation is one of our three key pillars, right? Financial wellness, the through work model, our SEG approach, and the digital transformation. So, you know, that has been our strategy for the last three or four years, and will continue to be. So we were kind of there. We have a very limited branch footprint. You know, we're a single sponsor, you know, SEG approach to our growth. And so we have a limited branch presence. So the digital channel is huge for us. So what we saw during COVID, right, we didn't see a huge increase in the number of users, you know, new enrollees, for example, to the mobile banking solution. But we did see a big influx in the transactions, right? Not so much with the payments, right? Interchange was down and no one was spending, too much uncertainty. But, you know, getting in, checking their balances, you know, making sure things are getting paid or not paid, whatever the case may be. So big uptick in logins and, you know, just the general transaction volume. We did feel like we were able to identify, you know, a lot more interest and a lot more usage in some of the services that we've had for a while. For example, alerts, card controls, some budgeting tools, some credit monitoring tools. I think people had a little more time on their hands, maybe during COVID, a lot of downtime where they were able to get in and snoop around and really play with some of these great tools. So while we've had them for a while, the engagement seemed to kind of increase during this past year or so. And regarding payments in general, the biggest uptick we saw from COVID that we believe was COVID related was the addition of the cards to the wallets, right? The whole contactless payments, you know, people's trying to keep their arm's length distance, 6 feet distance, you know, they wanted to make it easy. So loading those cards up, more merchants were kind of requiring that. So we definitely saw an uptick in the virtual wallets.
So those people that were, especially during COVID, using more digital wallets, using contactless. So we know that payments tends to be where members most frequently interact with credit unions. Did you tend to see the members that were more frequently using payments, contactless, digital wallets, did you see them tend to be more frequently using other elements of your service as well? So we often think of payments as a gateway to other services for a credit union.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So we continued, we saw that before COVID, we continue to see it during COVID as well, because again, the majority of our members are interacting for us, in our case, again, with the limited branches, they're interacting and transacting with us through the self-service channels and those payments channels. So those great experiences that we've offered through those two channels in particular lead to that trust, lead to that, that great member experience that lead to more, you know, products and services being being taken advantage of. So for sure.
Completely makes sense. Yep.
Thank you very much, Dean and Tim, and stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think 21 Conference Series here on CU Broadcast.